Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. This is Raven Radio, your community radio station, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is Elena Gustafson. She is the Youth Development Specialist at Sitkins Against Family Violence, or SAFE. She's here to talk about the upcoming season of Girls on the Run, which is a unique empowerment program for girls in grades 3 to 5. Thanks for joining me, Elena.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk a bit about, in general, what Girls on the Run is. What kind of program are we talking about?
Yeah, Girls on the Run, classify it as, you know, it's definitely a self-empowerment program for girls. Part of the mission is that we believe that every girl can embrace who she is, can define who she wants to be, and can rise to any challenge. So Girls on the Run uses running creatively, but the purpose of the program is not to become a competitive runner. The purpose of the program is to teach girls different skills they can use for conflict resolution or for dealing with peer pressure or for gaining self-confidence, and really trying to help girls embrace who they are and figure out how to set goals and how to interact with their peers.
So you're taking a fun physical activity, mm-hmm. and you're trying to instill some basic concepts here about self-esteem and, you know, how to be a confident woman in today's society.
Exactly, exactly. So we do look at things like women in the media and body image and how girls are portrayed, and try to just enable girls to have a more positive image of themselves. And most of the girls who come to the program are not runners to start off with. They would not classify themselves as such. And maybe they don't classify themselves as runners after the program. But we use running at the throughout the program. They have a goal of completing a 5K race at the end that they're working towards. So really, running is used. It's used in a fun way, in a creative way, and in a way to help them think about how to be healthy physically and mentally and emotionally.
So you're entering your sixth season in mm-hmm. Sitka, so you have a pretty good track record.
Uh-huh. I think so, yeah.
So far, what are you hearing from the girls who have participated? How has this affected them?
We've definitely seen a lot of positive impacts on the girls. You know, we do pre- and post-surveys each year, and last year we saw a huge increase in the number of girls who strongly agree with the statement that they feel satisfied with themselves and good about themselves. We see an increase in girls who say they feel comfortable standing up for others and who believe that they have a lot of good qualities about themselves, which is a really wonderful thing to see. And we also hear girls saying just, you know, really, really wonderful things about dealing with peer pressure and believing them in themselves. So a quote from a girl last year, "If you believe in yourself, you don't have to hang around negative people." We really talk about that girls can choose to either plug into the positive cord and choose to handle situations positively, or they can plug into the negative cord. And what? How do they feel when they plug into the negative cord? So it's really great to see girls talking about plugging into the positive cord and how that makes them try harder or stand up for themselves. And I coached last year, and it was a really wonderful thing to see the change in the girls over the season.
Well, this season starts in February. Mm-hmm. How can girls sign up?
Girls can sign up through Diana Twaddle, who's the counselor at Kiku Shaheen. Applications will be available in December. So again, this is available for 3rd through 5th grade girls. So if girls are interested, or if parents, if you have daughters who think would be interested, they should see Diana Twaddle.
And it takes a community mm-hmm. to run this program,
it
and you're looking
does.
For some folks to help out.
Yeah, we are, Girls on the Run is dependent on volunteers across the country. This is a national program. And one of the things that we depend on in Sitka is our amazing collection of coaches who help out each year. So we are still looking for a few coaches for our sixth season. We have two teams for Girls on the Run, one that meets Monday and Wednesday, one that meets Tuesday and Thursday. And we're looking for a coach or two for both of those programs. So it involves coming to practice twice a week, engaging with the girls. You don't have to be a runner yourself. It's part of the learning process with girls to see that you don't have to be the fastest person or the person who looks like the athletes in the magazines to be able to set a goal and accomplish it.
Then your culminating event is the 5K, and that happens in May.
Yes.
You need folks to help out at that as well.
Yes. So if you're interested in being a part of Girls on the Run, but you can't commit to being a coach, we are definitely looking for people to help out with the 5K, to be some superstar volunteers. And this year, the 5K is going to be a pretty special event. We have Molly Barker, who is the founder of Girls on the Run. She started this program in 1996 down in North Carolina, and it quickly spread to become a national program. She will be visiting Sitka and participating in our 5K. So we want to make sure that this 5K this year is a very special event to celebrate the girls in the program and celebrate Molly Barker being here.
Do you wish you had Girls on the Run when you were in that age group?
Oh, definitely. You know, looking back to how I was when I was in elementary school, if I had had a program that helped teach me self-confidence and helped build my self-esteem before I went into puberty in middle school, that would have been amazing. I think it would have made a big impact in how difficult middle school was for me. So hopefully it gives these girls a bit of a boost as they're going through that part of their life as well.
Well, Girls on the Run starts its sixth season in February. Girls can sign up, and the program is also looking for volunteers. What's the number folks can call?
747-3370. We'll get you through to SAFE, and then you can ask for me, and I'll give you all the information you need.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Elena.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Elena Gustafson. She's here talking about Girls on the Run. It's starting its sixth season in February, and it helps girls in third through fifth grade.